Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Jonathan Sumption, A Man for All Seasons. This is my Unity News Network column from the 20th of April 2021. Frankly, I had no idea who Lord Jonathan Sumption QC was until last year. His mighty historical tomes had passed me by, and such is my lack of interest in the proceedings of the Supreme Court that his glittering legal career had likewise escaped me. Then, the coming of the hour of the pandemic brought the man to greater public attention and to mine. Since then, I've been hanging on his every word. He's been vociferous in his opposition to the lockdown measures brought in by our governments and assemblies in the UK, allegedly to fight the pandemic. There's no aspect of the lockdown policies on which he does not have a view. They're being brought in by government decree, thus bypassing the usual parliamentary scrutiny. They're not evidence-based and, in fact, do not work. People's civil liberties are being curtailed to an extent never experienced in the UK, even in wartime, and the population is being conditioned in an alarming way into accepting the unacceptable, such as face masks. The reason, he says, is clear. Governments, including our own, were panicked into following the lockdown measures used in China. Among established figures, he is a lone voice. For some of Lord Sumption's best explanations of where we are and why he thinks what he does, see his interviews with Freddie Sayers on Lockdown TV and on the Brendan O'Neill Show. But there's more to Jonathan Sumption than being anti-lockdown, and his most recent book, Law in a Time of Crisis, is well worth reading. This is a relatively short volume, but one which covers a wide range of subjects, from the influence of Magna Carta on our legal system, exaggerated according to Sumption, Scottish independence, complicated, Brexit and the pandemic. I was especially struck by one of the two chapters on Brexit, written as a guide for foreigners, where he tries to explain why it took place. A proclaimed Remainer himself, he is far from being a Remoner. He does not subscribe to the notion that those who voted for Brexit were all stupid, racist or xenophobic. While acknowledging that we have our lunatic fringes in the UK, he points out some of the areas in the UK, such as my own, Humberside, that benefited most from EU money, and areas such as Sunderland, where the thriving car industry depends on exporting to Europe, returned some of the largest pro-Brexit votes. Assumption expresses it. People voted to leave Europe because they wanted to leave Europe. No other explanation is required. I find this view very refreshing and contrary to the usual Remainer hysteria about Brexit and frank hatred of Brexiteers. That said, the pandemic has had one benefit. It has largely shut the Remainers up. They tend to be the same people who've been terrified into submission by COVID-19 hysteria and who adhere most to COVID-19 orthodoxy. Their enthusiasm for Europe must also have been dented by the anti-British manoeuvres over the use of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. I've said it before in these pages and reiterate. If there is to be a public inquiry following the pandemic, there's only one person who should chair it, Lord Jonathan Sumption.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.